All right, wait no more. We're going to go live right now to Anchorage, where the Rookies are about to go up against Buckland. It's the round two of the ACAA March Madness Road to the Championship.
The veteran Palmer Bailey coming on board here. He's always around for the state tournament. And he's announcing this one, a final quarterfinal matchup, the last 1A game of the night. The King Cove Rookies versus the Buckland Lady Sasani. The winner to the championship semifinals. It'll be Buckland off the tip. And Kiara Melton will fire and hit off the tip. Melton's knocked down a triple in the corner. And the Buckland girls jump on front of King Cove right away. Nita Thomas a steal in the backcourt with that full court pressure. And Elena Mack wasn't ready for it. For King Cove, and it's 3-0 Buckland, plus the ball, as we're 20 seconds in. The Lady Sasani, a veteran club. They played for a championship 2 years ago. They finished third last year. Nita Thomas with it. In the corner, going to fire cross-court to Kiara Melton. Thought about the three, dumps over to Angelina Thomas. She'll drive in the lane, too strong, and Elena Mack will come away with it. Ahead to Brandle for King Cove. The Yetchman up. And the Rookies will reset. Extended zone defense here by the Lady Sasani. They're going to go to Duarte high post. Knocked loose. Nita Thomas wanted that one. This Buckland team so good about reading passing lanes. And so quick with their hands. Melton thought about the three. And a foul now going for the ball was Brandle. Starters out there for King Cove. Brandle, Sadie Newton, Elena Mack, Duarte, and Yetchmanoff. On the other side, Buckland, Angelina Thomas, Nita Thomas, Kiara Melton, Kirk, and Berlin. And, folks, this is the last one of the night. Day two will be in the books following this. Mamie Kirk on the miss for Buckland. The Selawik girls await the winner of this one tomorrow in the semifinals. Duarte running back and knocked loose. It's going to stay with the Rookies of King Cove. So the inbound coming. It'll be Sadie Newton looking for Duarte. Jalea off the miss. But she's got two free throws coming. So Jalea lining up for the free throws. Two coming. First 90 seconds into this championship quarterfinal matchup. And Jalea knocks down the first. A familiar Duarte. That's on the boys' side anyway. Led King Cove against the battling team, a no attack. They came up short in that one. So the T-Jacks will be playing for fourth if they win tomorrow. On this end, the King Cove Rookies are going to try to push into a semifinal berth instead. Kirk has a three-pointer for Buckland at one end, and now it's another steal here. They try to keep up. Mamie with it for Buckland. She's going to fire another three. This one's short. Rebound comes off to Brandle and Duarte. Ahead to Elena Mack. Elena, hesitation dribble, pop-up three-pointer. She knows how to answer. And Elena responds with a quick triple. 6-4, the score. 5:36 to play here in the first. Jacqueline Berlin fouled on her three-point attempt. And the whistle goes against King Cove. Sadie Newton picks up the whistle. And Berlin's going to shoot three. Fast start here on both ends and some three-pointers being fired. Jacqueline Berlin hits the first. She's got two more coming. Second one is also good. And another lined up. And Berlin, 3 of 3 at the line. 9 to 4, the Buckland girls on top of King Cove in the early going. Full court pressure now. Mack to Brandel, ahead of the pack. They find Yetchmanoff. And over to the right side now. Yetchmanoff gets it right back. Tries the shot in the lane. Not going to happen. And this one comes off into Nita Thomas's hand. Now over to Mamie Kirk. And the Lady Sassoni won't bring it up. Melton down low. Thought about the look. Looked for her cutter. And Angelina Thomas went the other way. So King Cove on the turnover. Elena Mack. Into the right side, Sadie Newton's going to fire a three. That's long, and Nita Thomas comes away with it. The Buckland girls lead 9-4 as we approach the midway mark. A reach-in foul here as Mamie Kirk attacks the basket. That's going to go on Duarte, so 13 foul here against King Cove in the early going. A foul apiece there for Brandel, Newton, and Duarte. The inbound. It's Nita Thomas. She's going to try a three. Not there. Angelina nearly had it. Ahead of the pack. Nobody's there. Mack beats Jacqueline Berlin in a foot race with the ball. Elena Mack, 5 points. And the Buckland girls in the backcourt. Mack, the steal and layup. Two more for Elena, and it's 9-8. Just when Buckland had the upper hand, here comes the King Cove girl. Couple new faces out there on the floor. And, well, actually, Kirk whistled with the travel, and they're going to give it right back now. Wow. Buckland with the turnover, 9-8 as we get to the midway mark here of the first quarter. Brandel up top. Thought about the look. She's got Elena Mack on her right side. We'll back out. Again, it's a zone defense here by Buckland. Yetchmanoff in the corner. Knocked loose. Nearly had it. Was Mildred Berger off the bench. And here's our timeout. We'll keep it here and do quarter break. Mildred Berger off the bench here for the Buckland girls. And watching Jacqueline Berlin here, she's changing her shoes. So, you know, you never know. A shoe change might be the difference, but when you go 3 of 3 at the line, I see that's not a bad start. 3:46 to play here. In the first quarter, 9-8, the Buckland girls had a 9-4 lead before Elena Mack scored 4 straight. And Mack got 7 of the 8 points for King Cove here in the early going. Couple three-pointers for Kira Melton and Mamie Kirk, and 3 free throws from Jacqueline Berlin, a veteran Buckland club. Playing against this King Cove team. Elena Mack, Duarte, a lot of familiar names here. Sadie Newton's come a long ways as well. Brandel and Yetchmanoff. We were covering these girls for a couple years now. Had a good run here at the state tournament last year as well. Looking to crack into the semifinals here. Once again, Duarte in the lane, fouled. She was bumped on the arm. So Jalea at the line with 3:38 to play. She hit 1 of 2 in her first trip. Second shot, or first one, good. Second one lining up, second free throws, second trip to the foul line. There we go. I got it down. Again, folks, thanks for tuning in. My name is Charles Foley. I'm happy to have you on board for this one. 3 of 4 at the line for Jalea Duarte, and the lead to King Cove now 10-9. They've scored the last 6 points. Jacqueline Berlin up top. A big size advantage here for King Cove. Nita Thomas picked up by Elena Mack. Going to go over to Melton on the right side. She's going to bring it back to the top of the key. Looking for a cutter. It's Mamie Kirk. She'll bring it back up for the reset. Trying to get some opportunity here, and they're going to find Kira Melton for the moving screen. Third team foul against the Lady Sassoni as we get to the three-minute mark here of the first quarter. Yetchvinup with the ball over to Duarte. Jalea in the lane, lost the handle, powers up for two. Kirk there for the rebound. And it'll be Lady Sassoni ball. Up top, Mamie has it. Gets the screen from Nita Thomas. And Thomas picked up by Max. Step back three. Not enough on this one. Yetchvinup able to corral it underneath. Berlin poked it loose. And we'll get it back. Jacqueline to Nita Thomas. Over to Mamie Kirk. Deep three-point look. This one's strong. Nita trying to save it. Can't. In the corner. So at 10-9, the King Cove girls can add to a lead here. Elena Mack in the backcourt. Splits a couple defenders. And a whistle against Buckland. And it's going to be on Melton. That's number two quickly here for Buckland. Mack on the inbound. Looking for Duarte. She's going to find a spot in the lane. Fumbled the initial pass, but she'll hit her first field goal. It goes 12-9 with that one. Up top, Nita Thomas is going to fire a three. She wanted one, and she'll get one. Nita, her first basket of the game, and it's tied back up at 12-12. Detchman and F. Looking for Duarte. Knocked loose. Berlin's going to come away with it. Jacqueline comes up the left side. Looks for Nita. Knocked loose. As hustling back, there was Monica for King Cove. And Yetchvinup got a hand on it. 1:39 to play here. Charlene Brown to check in for Buckland. And a timeout on the floor. Short timeout. 12-12, 1:39 to play, tied up here. It was 9-4. Buckland out of the gate with a couple threes and a three free throws there for Jacqueline Berlin. There's the whistle. We'll have girls back on the court here momentarily. A little behind on our schedule, I feel like, here. As I got to make sure the two-way side set up. The Unalaska boys about to take on Unalakleet, I think, on the other side, or it's maybe Unalaska Metlakatla on the two-way side of this. We got the two courts broken down here. Sadie Newton off the miss. She lost the handle, streaking up the right side. And checking in here for King Cove. Here's Kiana. Mamie Kirk with it for Buckland. Looking over for Brown. Charlene can't hit on a little runner. Knocked loose, but she's going to get right back to Jacqueline Berlin. Up top to Nita Thomas. Deep three-pointer. Rattles out. Fight for the rebound. Comes off to Sadie Brown ahead of the pack. Her pass intercepted by Nita. Thomas read that one pretty perfectly. 48 seconds left. We're still tied up 12 all. Kirk in the lane. Can't hit. And Brandel's going to push up the left side. With Kirk to beat, knocked loose and taken away. To the floor they go. Nita Thomas and Brandel, along with Kirk and Yetchvinup. And I think it'll be King Cove ball. Thank you. So Leilani Brandel comes in for a quick breather for some of the starters out here. Down low, shot up for Kiera off the mark. Going for the rebound there is Berger, and then another jump ball. This one's going to go to Buckland. On the inbound, Berlin gets it right back to Kirk. 23 seconds left here in the first quarter. 12-12 to score. Kirk with it for Buckland. Fakes the dribble, crossed over into the lane with the left hand, and two shots coming. Kirk tripped up on the move, and she's going to go to the foul line. Monica Yetchmanek will pick up the whistle. And Mamie missing on the first, but another one coming. 12.8 remaining here. And we're still not at a 12. Make it 13-12. Second free throw good for Mamie Kirk. The inbound coming for the rookie. 10 seconds left. Elena Mack spins past the defense, goes high out of bounds. 5.8 to play, and Buckland's going to get an opportunity for the last shot. It's going to be Kirk. They're going to walk it up. Mamie gets it past the midcourt line, fires over to Nita Thomas. Nita going to have to get the shot off, and that's going to do it. Oh, wait, 0.5 on the clock as it trickled out of bounds. A catch and shoot at best here. Sierra fires short, and that's going to do it. After one, we're 13-12. I almost said we're tied. I forgot about that free throw. The Buckland girls lead King Cove 13-12. Let's step away for a quick 60-second break.
All right, man. What a tight game so far out there. The ladies are holding on. It's tied 12-13. Buckland, man, a legacy team the last few years, just like our rookies. So can't wait to see what happens in the rest of the game. Want to say thanks to a couple sponsors. So let me go ahead and shout out right now to all the wonderful people over in King Cove making this possible. Thank you so much to Gould & Sons for their continued support and the King Cove Corporation, including Alaska Commercial Stores in King Cove. All these great sponsors in the fine community of King Cove are just fantastic. And just you, the listener, we really appreciate you tuning in 88.1 FM in King Cove or apradio.org. Also want to say thanks to the Illusions East Borough and the cities of King Cove and Sandpoint for their support. We're coming back right now. It's second round action as the rookies down by a single free throw to the Buckland ladies. Here we go. Charles Pulliam's got the play-by-play.
All right, looking to start the second quarter. Listeners, you're on board with state championship basketball. The King Cove girls in Buckland fighting for a spot in the state semifinal. It's 13-12 Buckland as Sadie Newton tries a three-pointer. Elena Mack tracks down the rebound. Duarte in the lane. She's bumped and two foul shots coming. Duarte's already had three trips in. And Duarte, good on the first. Duarte, another one. This one off the mark, and Nita Thomas comes away with it. Poked loose from behind, got a hand on it. Was Brandel, but out of bounds, it'll stay with Buckland. Kirk on the inbound. Over to Melton. Kiera playing with two fouls now. We're tied up 13-13, start of the second. Melton brings it around. Keeps her dribble, looks for Mamie Kirk, and they're going to reset way out near the midcourt line. Kirk guarded by Duarte, gets it back to Nita. Now over to Melton, and Kiera going to work against Brandel. Brandel got a hand on it, and Melton's going to track it down near the midcourt line and keep her dribble. The handoff to Nita Thomas, the offense pushed way out, and Nita Thomas tried to fire one, and out of bounds, knocked off her knee by Elena Mack. Still tied up here. First minute gone by in the second quarter. Elena Mack is going to bring it up for the King Cove girls. In the corner, Sadie Newton down low, briefly had it, was Duarte, knocked loose, good D there by Buckland. Newton inbound underneath her own basket for the rookies. Had Duarte briefly, has to go back out to her. Now Elena Mack open for three, and she's going to bury it. 10 points in the game for Elena Mack, and a 16-13 lead for the King Cove girls. Kirk with it, hands off to Nita Thomas. Nita goes there, right side, it's Melton. Gets a screen down, the shot up and in on the pick and roll for Angelina Thomas. 16-15, Buckland right back in it. Down low, Mack will bring it back out, working against Berlin. They swing it around to Sadie Newton, back to Brandel. She'll try a three. That's off the mark. Down low, Yetmanev. A good offensive putback. She can't hit another offensive board, though, and Mack's going to reset. Elena goes into Duarte. Now Yetmanev. Off the mark, Berlin the rebound. Couple good looks there for the rookies, but they can't hit. Berlin looking for Kirk down low with the left hand. Short. Intercepted on the outlet, and Melton can't convert. But here comes Mack. Step back. Three off the mark. She set her feet well, but couldn't hit. Melton will push now for Buckland. Got Berlin on the left side. Nobody's going to step up on Kiera. She's going to fire a three. Angelina Thomas the rebound. Back to Nita Thomas. She'll try a three. That's no good. Long rebound out for Mamie Kirk. She can't hit. Down low. Nita couldn't follow. And the rookies come away with it. Three long attempts and one short. And traveling with it is Elena Mack. .442 left here in the second quarter, 16-15. Checking in here is Mildred Berger for Sadie Newton. Kiera Melton to Berlin. Jacqueline in the backcourt looking for help. She's going to get over to Melton. Picked up by Brandel. Good D here from Brandel. Melton spins away. Way out near the midcourt line. Keeps her dribble. Nita Thomas looking to help out. Melton stays with it. Going to drive into the right side. Sandwich, but she traveled with it. Now the turnover against Buckland there. And Sadie Newton to Mack. Back to Newton. Now to Duarte. Little three-man weave move on that, and Berlin's going to come away with the miss after Duarte couldn't get it. Newton pushes, and the pass out to Angelina Thomas. Deep shot coming for Melton, and she'll hit it. You get enough looks, you're going to knock them down, and Kiera Melton hits her second three, and that one's a deep one. Newton spinning away, and a reach-in foul. This is going to go on Duarte. So Jalea picks up number two. It'll be Buckland ball, five team fouls apiece now. And Nita Thomas will have it in the backcourt for the Lady Sassoni. 18-16 lead for Buckland on that Melton three-pointer. 6 points in the game. She's hit two. Nita Thomas with it. The runner can't hit. Mack the rebound ahead. She's got Brandel. Nita Thomas to beat. Brandel too strong, and there's Mamie Kirk following the play to get the rebound. Mamie lost the handle. Out of bounds, last touch by Kirk as Mack came through with it. It'll be Brandel on the inbound. And she's going to get a look at from long range. Ahead of the pack, Sadie Newton. Well, excuse me, Berlin had it on the long rebound, and Sadie Newton comes from behind and fouls Berlin. That's the 16 foul. Here we are with 3:16 remaining in the half. 18-16 ball game in favor of Buckland. The inbound coming. Going to go to Nita Thomas. And now to Melton. Back to Berlin. They're playing catch out top. Brandel doesn't like it. Tries to go for the steal. Nearly had it. Berlin breaks free in the corner. Back up to Melton. And Brandel recovers. They go into the high post. It's Mamie Kirk against Duarte. Shoveling a pass down low to Berlin. Thomas is going to try a deep three. Off the mark. Duarte, the rebound. Ahead. The scoop shot. It doesn't go. It hung on the rim for Mack. And Nita Thomas has now got a one-on-two. And wait, a double dribble against Nita. Nita split a double team, and she double dribbled with it. 18-16 the score. Sadie Newton with it in the corner for King Cove. Skips up to Brandel. Melton right there. Berlin wanted it. Berlin and Mack going at it. Left open in the corner. Yetchvenets in and out. Duarte tries the rebound. Kirk ahead of the pack. It's a two-on-one. Sadie Newton hustling back to challenge. Kirk to the left hand. Couldn't hit. And a whistle. Two shots coming for Mamie Kirk. What hustle there for Sadie Newton to hustle all the way back. Newton tagged with the whistle, but to challenge at the same time. I don't know how she made up the ground she did. Mamie Kirk had quite the head start. And by the time Kirk was shooting, I think she was thinking, how'd she get here? Kirk missing on the front end. Checking in here is Charlene Brown for Buckland. Giving Nita Thomas a break. Another look here for Mamie Kirk with 2:04 left. This one's off as well. Duarte the rebound. Now they work it over. Brandel, the Yetchmanef. This one goes down. Monica hits her first basket of the game, and we're tied back up. 18-all, 1:49 to play here in the second quarter. Sierra Melton holds near midcourt. Brandel says, yeah, why not? Let's take a break. Here comes Melton looking for Brown, picked up by Mack. Brown, the crossover dribble out of bounds. Last touch by Charlene. Good defense there by Elena Mack to force the turnover. Comes into Duarte. Now long pass intercepted by Kirk. Yetchvenef gets it though. The pass down to Newton, kicked back out. Elena Mack knocked loose by Melton, but Mack comes away with it. The runner not there, and Brandel the offensive rebound. skips over to Newton. Down low to Duarte. With the left hand, gets the roll. Two more for Jalea. And King Cove takes the lead. Melton's going to try a three. Knocked loose into the hands of Mamie Kirk. And under 50 seconds to play here in the first half, 20-18, King Cove leading Buckland. You're listening to state championship basketball. Down low, Brown blocked by Max. Here comes Elena on the right side. A couple defenders there. Max going to try it. Doesn't get the bounce. But two free throws coming for Elena. 10 points in the game already for Max. So Elena lines up for a couple freebies. A foul on Mamie Kirk. And with 36 seconds left in the half, Mac missing on the first, but she'll have another. Score here. The Lady Sassani down by two. Mac makes it three. 11 points now for Elena. A push here for Jacqueline Berlin. Under 30 seconds to play in the half. Berlin keeps her dribble. Goes over to Kirk, who's going to let a three fly, and it's going to fall. Mamie Kirk, another three-pointer, and nearly a steal on the sideline, but a whistle. So Mamie Kirk picks up another, and that's actually number three for Mamie. In the bonus, with 17 seconds to play, will be Sadie Newton with the 1-1. It's tied up 21-21. Sadie Newton to shoot for King Cove with 17.3 remaining. Newton at the line hits the first, another one coming. Still plenty of time here for Buckland to get something out of it. And Newton at the line buries them both. 23-21, King Cove. Great matchup here in the quarterfinals. Winner to the semis. 10 seconds left. Kirk with it, looking for a screen from Berlin. Going to drive in. Doesn't get the roll. Tipped out. Last touch. Oh, they're going to give it to King Cove with 2.5 to play. It really looked like it was off Yetchmanev. But instead, King Cove, length to the floor to go, and a tough time for a catch and shoot here. Mack at the half-court line, and it's going to be empty. At the break, King Cove inches in front of Buckland, 23-21. What a half we got going on here. Let's go ahead and take a look at some scores while we can. Mamie Kirk, 7 points. 3 for Jacqueline Berlin, 6 for Kiara Melton, 3 for Nita Thomas, and 2 for Angelina Thomas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 three-pointers for Buckland, but I bet they've probably shot 15 or 20 at that. On the other side, King Cove, Elena Mack, 11 points. Jalea Duarte has 8, 2 for Yetchmanev, and 2 for Newton. To round out the scoring on the King Cove side of things as we get ready to start the clock here at the break. Again, a great matchup here. Let's go ahead and look at some of the matchups to take place tomorrow here. On the 1A side, one semifinal is set up. That's going to be Scammon Bay versus Antioch. Both of those teams have trumped each other. Well, not each other. I think they played each other once, and that was a Scammon Bay win earlier this year. Scammon Bay cruised past Tri-Valley. Antioch cruised past St. Mary's. I was going to say they trumped their opponents is what I was going for. So Tri-Valley and St. Mary's to meet Friday in Constellation to try to get to that fourth place game. And Scammon Bay, Antioch lined up in one semifinal. Delawick held off Shaq Tulik just prior to this one to advance to the semis. Shaq Tulik awaits the loser of this one. Buckland, King Cove, your last little bit to fill out the brackets here. Be sure to check out Small Schools Broadcasting for all the scores on Facebook. I'll post those immediately following this game, so you could take a look at how everyone did. We'll have all the recaps in a photo gallery to come as well. Folks, I'm going to step away for a break here. We're about 8 minutes away from the start of the second half. Don't go away. 23-21, the King Cove Rookies. I almost said T-Jacks. I didn't say it. The T-Jacks are the guys. I got it. The Rookies, though, leading 23-21 over Buckland. We'll be back in 8 minutes.
All right. Rookies doing great. Just came out on top there at the end. So it's been back and forth between them and Buckland, doing a fantastic job fighting hard. So I can't wait to see what happens in the second half. So don't go anywhere. You're live on KSDP. We're going to say thank you to all the fantastic sponsors who make these games a reality in just a moment. Allow me to pull them up here as we say thanks. High school basketball on KSDP is supported by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company has been serving the communities of Alaska since 1868 and offers groceries and other household goods. For more details, 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP. The Newton family at Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, are proud sponsors of high school basketball here on KSDP Radio. The Newtons want to thank the people of the Aleutians East Borough for making our communities wonderful places to live. For more information about the Barefoot Inn, 532-2327. That's 532-2327. The Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Alaska, proud sponsors of KSDP and high school basketball. High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored by the City of King Cove. Encouraging everyone to cheer for the Rookies and T-Jacks as they close out their season. The City of King Cove is a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball. We got more people to thank, so don't go anywhere. We'll do that in a second, but want to play a quick song. Here's a little B.O.B. or Bob. I never got the directions of what you were supposed to call. It's B.O.B. I've always said B.O.B., but others call it Bob. Here's him with Bruno Mars, their first big hit from 2010. Nothing on you. We're coming back in just 6 minutes. It's the Rookies. They're holding on by a 1-point lead or a 2-point lead as they fight for a chance to the semifinals against Buckland. These words. The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP. This broadcast is brought to you in part by Sandpoint Generating in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering electric utility and heating fuel services since 2006. Sandpoint Generating is proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP and support the people of the Aleutians East Borough. For more details or prices, 383-4020. That's 383-4020. Sandpoint Generating, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP. All right, we're just a second from going live. Guess we got time for one more sponsor. High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored in part by Peter Pan Seafoods in Sandpoint. Located on the Spit Beach, Peter Pan Seafoods is proud to support all the communities of the Aleutians East Borough and wants to encourage parents to spend time reading with their children this summer. High school basketball on KSDP, supported by Peter Pan Seafoods. All right, so we're about, I don't know, we're maybe 2 seconds away. Let's see what happens here. We should be back on the air in just no time for second half action. Waiting to hear from Carl and Charles Pulliam over there in Anchorage. They're doing fantastic broadcasting as always. So let's go ahead and get a song going while we wait for those guys to show back up and take us through the second half as the Rookies lead Buckland by one. Here's the new one that came out by Spoon. I haven't heard it yet, so let's go ahead and check it out. Here's Hot Thoughts. All right, with a little bit of shuffling around, we're back in action now. Sorry about that. We had to hop around to a different conference line. So here's Charles back for third quarter action.
Tove on top, 35-33. Apologies as we got a lot of that third quarter missed here, but the King Cove girls leading 35-33 with 142 to play here in the third quarter. Long pass after the miss by Buckland, and it's going to come up to Mack. They'll swing it around. Duarte's going to go down low, bangs it off the glass, couldn't hit it, and Charlene Brown will pass it along. And a jump ball as Yetchvenep did not give up on the ball. And it'll stay here with, it'll go Buckland here, it looks like.
All right, I'm very proud to say we have got a basketball game, it sounds like. I hope it's the right one. We're just going to jump right in. It should be Hooper Bay versus Unalaska. We've got to figure it out. We'll thank our sponsors in just a bit. Let's get to the 2A state championship tournament. This is the quarterfinal game.
Oh, man, I think we got a different one going here. This is the Buckland girls in King Cove going to try to pass along here as the Buckland Lady Sassoni down by a bucket, 35-33 against King Cove. 50 seconds to play in the third. The shot there for Anita Thomas is going to tie it back up. She's had a couple buckets here in the third, and we're knotted up. Back the other way, Mack wants a piece of it, and she's going to hit. Elena has put together a game here in this championship quarterfinal for 1A. There's a 37-35 contest, King Cove on top of Buckland. Down low with it will be a cutting Brown. Working down, and Melton's going to score. Kiara Melton gets in on it. 10 seconds left. Knotted back up. Duarte going to push. I don't think she knows how much time's left. Mack does. She's going to stop and pop for a three and hit it. That'll do it at the buzzer for three. And it's 40-37. What a finish there. A quick look in here. We just got to check quarter break and make sure. I don't know if I want to go away, but give me just a moment here to make sure I get everything. Make sure I got everyone here. As I'm probably missing a couple, but, gosh, it's just tough to get everything lined out here when you get some technical difficulties. All right. The Buckland girls in Kotzebue. Wow. Buckland girls in Kotzebue in King Cove. Now I'm just all over the place.
All right. Well, this is not the game we're looking for. We're going to stay on the line and just see what happens. It's a good game anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, we made it all day. Great day of broadcasting. Having problems at the very end. Charles and Carl Pulliam doing a good job. Busy all day, all over the court, for stations all over the state. Do our best.
Yeah, we actually got a couple lines here now, too. So we're on for Buckland. So if you are tuning in, we're going to have to cover up mics here a little bit because this is the Buckland King Cove game. I think we crossed some lines here, and we had one drop out, so we apologize for that. The fourth quarter underway here for the Buckland girls, though. Buckland King Cove with it. Yetchvenep up top to Brandel, and it'll be the rookie's ball. 40-37 after Mack knocked in a three to give the lead to the rookie. Yetchvenep can't hit. Kirk trying to save it. She's going to give it right to Mack, and Elena's going to hit. Another two for King Cove. They led 40-37 out of that quarter break. And now up 42-37. Melton in the lane. Oh, that one rolled out. Duarte fighting for the rebound, and she can't hit.
Uh,
And the foul will be on Melton. And for Kiera, that's a big hit. She fouls out of the game. She picked up fouls 1 and 2 in the third. Excuse me, 3 and 4 in the third. And with that one, she's out. So a big component of this Buckland defense and offense will have to sit on this one. Seven minutes to play here in the fourth, 42-37. Up top, a near steal there. Brandel's going to maintain possession, though, and she wants to milk some clock. Brandel still with it. Finally, Nita Thomas going to come out, go for the steal, a near one there. Nita almost got a hand on it. Mack recovers against Berlin. They go into the corner. Sadie Newton, a three. This one's off the mark. Duarte got the rebound and put back. Jalea sky it up, absorbs some contact, and with the focus knocked it in, and now the King Cove rookies on top with their biggest lead, 44-37. Nita Thomas shakes Yetchmanef, and we have a whistle here. It looks like an errant whistle. I think the official thought one team was calling it when it was actually the other calling for a timeout. Inadvertent whistle. That's all right. Nita Thomas will fire, and that's off the mark. And 6 minutes remaining here, Zinn. I'm just going to focus on this one here as happy to have at least some King Cove and Buckland folks on board as we try to wrap things up. I know my dad, Carl Fulham, is going to be working on the other side for two-way. We got a good one here, and we don't want to lose it. 44-37, King Cove on top of Buckland with 6 minutes to play. Elena Mack driving. She's had the hot hand, and it continues. Elena Mack hits another. And the lead has swelled to 46-37. Buckland in a hole with 5:40 to play. Up top, Charlene Brown will have it. Brown comes across the timeline, works to the right side, knocked loose by Duarte. She's tightroping the sideline, and Mack will come away with it. Good hustle play there from Brandel to get the possession back for King Cove. Down low, Yetchmanef, back up to Brandel. 5:15 to play. Time ticking down. 46-37 lead. Sadie Newton over to Yetchmanef. No, but there's another offensive rebound. Nobody blocked out Jalea Duarte. And time out, Buckland. Full timeout. 48-37. The rookies have opened up the biggest lead of the game here with 5 minutes to play in this contest. Whew, full timeout. My goodness. What a wild one here. As, again, the winner of this advancing to the state semifinals to be played tomorrow night. And lots of hoops to come. We got semifinals and consolation semis going on tomorrow. Some teams stayed alive in the morning up in that West Auxiliary Gym. The King Cove boys will be playing at 9:30 tomorrow morning with an opportunity to play for fourth with a victory. And the King Cove girls, who reached this championship quarterfinal as well, want to advance to the semis. And now they're in a comfortable lead here with 5 minutes to play. But with the streaky shooting of Buckland, you can never count out the Sassoni. The Lady Sassoni will have it on the inbound. 5 minutes to play. 48-37 the score. The rookies on top. Inbound coming for Nita Thomas. And Nita coming around, looking for Mamie Kirk. Nita comes back to the left side. Good defense there by Mack. They go up high. Damani Kirk. They're tightening up on the shooters here. Berlin finds a little bit of a seam, and she's going to drill it. Buckland doesn't want to go away. 48-40. Mack has to save it on the sideline. A poor pass from Brandel on the inbound, and Buckland's going to get it right back. 4:32 left. And the 11-point lead down to 8, and Buckland another opportunity to chip away. Charlene Brown up top over to Berlin. Jacqueline just hit one. Why not take another? This one's good as well. Berlin goes back-to-back in 17 seconds, and this lead cut in half, 48-43. King Cove with it up to Mack. Looking for Newton in the corner, and a three-second call against Duarte in the lane. Back-to-back threes, back-to-back turnovers, and Buckland right back in it. 48-43, 4:10 left, time out, King Cove. And the crowd back in it for the Lady Sassoni as well. You know, they travel well. Plenty of King Cove fans here as well. The atmosphere lighting up here at the Alaska Airlines Center in Anchorage. I'm glad we got reconnected there. So many thanks to our friends in King Cove to get us back on board. Just 4:10 left in this one. A spot in the semifinals up for grabs. And a 48-43 lead for King Cove. Man. It was 48-37, just 22 seconds ago. Berlin goes back-to-back on the three-pointer. She shot four now in the second half alone. Big buckets here from Jacqueline Berlin to lift Buckland right back into this. For King Cove, Elena Mack has just led the way. Jalea Duarte cleaning up the glass, and the rookies off to a 5-point lead here, but now they're hanging. It'll be Buckland ball on the inbound. Amy Kirk, full court pressure here. They're going to get it to Nita Thomas. Nita's pick up by Yetchmanev. Nita keeps her dribble, gets a screen up high, finds a seam and a whistle. I think they're going to get Sadie Newton here. So Nita Thomas to shoot a couple free throws now. And it will be on Sadie. So three fouls now against Sadie Newton for King Cove. A shot coming off the mark there on the initial one. For Nita, she's got another one lined up. And this one is short. Duarte the rebound, 0 for 2 at the line for Nita Thomas. The lead stays at 48-43. Here comes Elena Mack. They'll get it to Brandel. Come over to the right side. Knocked loose from behind. Getting a hand on it was Nita Thomas. The steal. Buckland comes back with it. And Nita keeps her dribble. She's going to set up for a three. This hits back iron. Berlin fighting for the rebound. Down to Thomas. To Charlene Brown for two. Buckland right back in it, 48-45, and a collision between Brandel and Angelina Thomas, and they both pop up. So the foul against Angelina, the 16th foul against Buckland, it'll stay with the rookies, but a full court to go. With 3:25 to play. Mack in the lane, left it short on the shot, gets another try at it, and she'll put it down this time. Elena Mack pushes the lead back to 5. And Nita Thomas will bring it up for Buckland. 3:07 remaining, 50-45 rookie. The Buckland girls with it up top. Looking for a tight finish here, and I think we might have it. Out top, Berlin, a three. This is short. She had back-to-back to lift Buckland right back into this one, and coming up empty on that attempt. A tackle here at midcourt and a jump ball. Brandel tied up with Nita Thomas. And the jump ball in favor of Buckland. Checking back in here is Mildred Berger. Going to give Jacqueline Berlin a quick breather. 2:39 left. Buckland ball trailing 50-45. Up top with it is Brown. They're without Kiara Melton. Jacqueline Berlin taking a quick breather. And here's Brown. They'll move it around and find Nita Thomas. Good defense here by Brandel. She hits the deck. Nita's going to try a three. That goes in and out, but the rebound picked up into the hands of Mildred Berger. And Berlin's going to check right back in. Berger's at the line to shoot two. This will be a big one for Mildred with her first free throws lined up. .50-45 the score, 2:16 remaining. And, oh, that's five fouls on, well, I think we're trying to work out who that might be on. And it might be Sadie Newton or, I mean, I got Elena Mack with a couple. But it will. It'll be Sadie Newton, five on Sadie. As I thought the signal was for Mack on the foul, but Sadie Newton will foul out of this one. For the rookies, and everyone coming over for the high fives afterward. And 2:16 left here, 50-45. Mildred Berger is going to come to the line to shoot two, and this one has tightened up. King Cove led by as many as 11 just prior to this. Jacqueline Berlin comes in and hits back-to-back three-pointers in 17 seconds to pull them right back. Mack comes down the other end and hits. And now we're at Berger to shoot free throws. Mildred hits the first. She's got another coming. This will make it a one-possession game if she gets it. 2:16 left in this one. Off the mark. Duarte the rebound over to Mack. Ahead to Jalea. Cut off by Berger. Looking over to Brandel. And King Cove will have it. Berger out on Brandel. Going for the reach in. Brandel lost the handle. Out to Mack, though. The double team in the corner. Elena dribbles away from the traffic. To Jalea. Long shot. Yetchmanepa able to grab it, though. And Nita Thomas will strip it away. Bump into the hands of Berlin. Streaking down is Nita Thomas on a two-on-one. Duarte cuts her off. Mack right there. And Mack coming across the arm gets the ball away from Nita Thomas. 50-46, 93 seconds left. King Cove with the ball. Brandel way out near midcourt. Nobody's going to pick her up. Berger comes out finally. And down low to Yetchmanek. Monica shot. Not there. The rebound for Mildred and a whistle against King Cove. Monica Yetchmanek fired in the corner and maybe wanted that one back. That's only the fourth team foul, though, against King Cove. Six on Buckland. Short timeout. 1:16 remaining. 50-46 to score. And what has turned into a beauty here in the quarterfinals of the championship bracket. Again, the Selawik girls await the winner of this, and the Shaktulik girls will get the loser. 1:16 remaining, short timeout on the floor. The huge assist to our friends down there in King Cove area for bringing us back on the air. As we got a wild one winding down. The rookies leading the way right now, up by four, but it's Buckland ball. And 1:16 left in this one. Full court pressure here. Yetchmanek out there along with Mack and Brandel. Also is Leilani Brandel and Duarte for King Cove. Mamie Kirk, along with Brown and Thomas. That's Nita and Angelina and Mildred Berger. Nita Thomas, the hesitation dribble into the lane. Can't get it. The shot up on the putback off the mark for Angelina, blocked by Duarte. And it'll stay with Buckland. 107 to play. 50-46. The shot for Berlin. Short. She was the hero just moments before. Couldn't get this one down. But here she is coming away with the steal. Mamie Kirk with it in the corner to Jacqueline Berlin. She's going to fire a three. This one's short. Two looks at it. Jacqueline down low. One more for Kirk. Saving it. Can't get it on the baseline is Buckland, as three straight looks for the Buckland girls. 47 seconds to play. I think that was the longest sequence we've had yet. So many opportunities there for both sides. And the Buckland girls now down by four, and they got to play defense again. It's Brandel coming up against Nita Thomas. Nita picks her pocket. Brandel picks her pocket. They trade steals, Brandel and Nita Thomas, with 30 seconds left. And Mac will have it. Somebody call a timeout. Thank you. King Cove calls the timeout with the ball. And it's 50-46, full timeout. I don't know how I could keep up with that one, as they were trading steals. Couldn't even get past the mid-court line. What a wild one. Still not out of the dark here, though. I mean, you think about Buckland, always capable of shooting. Berlin's just missed her last three, so she's probably due for a make now. She's already hit four in this half. King Cove ball out of this timeout, and you could bet they're talking about just milking this clock. For Buckland, there's only five team fouls, so for stopping the clock, they got to foul twice before they could even send King Cove to the line. When you're already down by four, not a lot of options there, but the way this is going, with 28 seconds to play, I bet we got about 14 possessions left. What a wild finish here. Fighting for a spot in the semifinals. Buckland's been doing this without Kiara Melton on the floor as well. And no Sadie Newton for the rookie. Randall the inbound at the midcourt line. Mack's going to cross and get it. Berger's guarding her. Here comes Angelina Thomas. She'll cross the timeline. She's hounded and a whistle. And they're going to reach in, I think, and they're going to give it to Nita Thomas. left. 16 foul against Buckland. One more, and King Cove's on the line. The inbound, Brandel looking for help, going to get it to Duarte. She's tied up. Ripped away, jump ball. It's going to stay, though, with King Cove. Fortunate play there, 18.4. Duarte couldn't rip it away from Thomas, and now Brandel's got to get it back in. And before the pass, they're going to call timeout. Oh, okay. 18.4 left. We're still at 50-46, and this one's not over yet. King Cove, led by as many as 11, they're clinging to a four-point edge now. And another timeout here for the rookie. The winner to play Selawik in the semifinals tomorrow. A win there gets you in the championship. My goodness. Scammon Bay Antioch lined up in the other semi. Selawik watching this one and waiting. Still in the timeout. I'm afraid to send it back to stations now because you never know. We might not come back. I don't want to go away. 18.4 remaining. 50-46 is the stage. King Cove with it. Brandel's going to inbound the same spot she's tried for the last three times. And we got a quick pause here for Angelina Thomas to tie her shoe. Thanks for the extra break, Angelina. The inbound. It's Duarte in the backcourt. Over to Mack. Berlin trying to foul Mack. They get Brandle down there. Lots of time winding down, and the whistle, Brandle fouled. So Brandle is going to head to the foul line in the bonus. 10.1 left, and her team leading 50-46. Buckland's going to need a lot here, and these free throws can help seal a victory for King Cove. Not much time left. Brandle banks it in. The bank's open. That's what she called. I heard it. Emily knocked it down. One more coming. 51-46. This one's off the mark. Duarte tips it. Ahead to Kirk, and it looks like a timeout here as Mamie and Elena Mack were fighting for the ball, and I don't know if Buckland had possession there, but they're going to give the Lady Sassoni the full timeout here with 8.1 to play. Length of the court to go for the Buckland girls, and they're down by 5. For King Cove, it'll be interesting to see what kind of defensive team they go with here, because they're in the driver's seat right now. It'll be Nita Thomas out there with Angelina, Mamie Kirk, Jacqueline Berlin, and Mildred Berger for the Buckland girls. It'll be the Brandos, Leilani and Emily, Elena Mack, Jalea Duarte, and Monica Yetchmanek. On the King Cove side, here we go. Players walking out, final 8.1. A wild finish here as Buckland has battled right back into it. King Cove will have it. Excuse me, Buckland will have it. King Cove coming out for the defensive pressure. The inbound will be Nita Thomas. 8.1 left. Berlin streaking down. Long pass coming towards me and out of bounds. Berlin's pass spun away from her. And that'll give it right back to King Cove underneath their own basket. And for Nita, she comes up right away to Mamie Kirk and says, "My bad." 8.1 left. Duarte gets it in the corner. DeBrandle out to Yetchmanek. And Elena Mack's going to get it in the final seconds. The rookies are going to the semis. As Buckland comes up shy, 51-46, your final in a wild finish. But a good try there for the King Cove girls, as they advance out of this one with a 51-46 victory over Buckland and a beauty. Folks, so happy to have you. So happy we got bailed out to get reconnected there late in the third. The semifinals, the next destination for the King Cove girls. They'll play at 8 p.m. tomorrow against Selowik. That's 8 o'clock Friday night. I hope you're free. The Selowik girls versus King Cove. Selowik, the runners-up last year. And now they'll battle King Cove again. Guess what? Same time as last year. This is what the semifinal looked like last year. Selowik versus King Cove. Marjorie Hingsbergen broke free for a layup in the last second to end the championship hopes of the rookies. And now King Cove comes right back into it with another opportunity. Oh, can't write this one up, guys. So happy to have it. Oh, look over. Elena Mack, 6'8", 10, 12, 14, 25, 28 points I got her with. Jalea Duarte, 8, 16, 18. two for Sadie Newton. A free throw there for Brandel late, and two for Monica Yetmanev. On the other side, Jacqueline Berlin knocked in five three-pointers. She finished with, 18, I think. Oh, I got the full stats here now. Cool. Elena Mack finishes with 26 points, 12 rebounds. And Jalea Duarte has 20 points, 10 rebounds. Yetchenef gets 7 boards, 2 points. 2 points there for Sadie Newton. It was the Duarte and Mack show for King Cove. The Buckland girls, Kiara Melton fouled out with 14 points. Jacqueline Berlin finished with 12, 9 for Mamie Kirk, 9 for Anita Thomas, and that will round out your scoring. Folks, we're happy to have you. Thanks for tuning in. It's been a wild day, and it's not over because we got more state tournament tomorrow and championships coming on Saturday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having us. Check us out on Facebook, Small Schools Broadcasting and Promotion. The King Cove girls victorious over Buckland 51-46.
And there you have it. The rookies go on to the next round for repeat of Selawik versus